of reporting breaches of the law policy.
This is... This is responding to a request, I think, from the board that it was that the policy was looked at in light of guidance and latest advice and how we do it. And the papers that I presented in the pack are the current policy, which is at G1, a 60-second summary briefing from Hymans, which sort of says these are issues to consider in terms of breaches of the law. And then the extract from the Pension Regulator's Code of Practice on breaches of the law. To an extent, this is probably reliant on you having read it and looked at it and thought about it. But the key kind of areas to look at really is, does our policy conform with the TPR's requirements? Are there elements of the policy that need greater clarity? Are we missing bits? Have we got too much in? Blah, blah, blah. How should this be shared with the responsible persons, which is under 6.1? How do we get that out? And then if there are any changes required to the policy, we need to recommend those to the committee. You'll notice that this policy on page G2 has an annual review date. We failed already because we didn't review it last year, and now we're trying to catch up with ourselves. Okay. But I don't know whether you want to spend time here looking at this in detail now, or whether you want to potentially have a separate informal type meeting.
Yeah. I think we could. I think. Do you all agree we could do like a little informal meeting and review it? And
we need to go away and really absorb it and then have it and then meet.
Because what I would refer you to as well as I know you've all done your pension regulators modules, but there is a downloadable toolkit to go through example breaches and how you think about them, and then, you know, further modules and stuff like that. If you want me to be engaged in that meeting, I'm totally happy. I will sit and listen and you can ask me questions. I won't run it. I don't want to run it. I've got too much to do. But I'll sit and listen and note your conversations, or we can do it as a training session or whatever, however you want to take that forward. And again, you know, maybe we take advantage of the fact that we are all together and we meet an hour before the board meeting is due to start, or we don't have we have the meeting as it is and we just digress for an hour or something, slightly extend the meeting times potentially to have a training session or an informal discussion as part of the meetings, or you have separate meetings. And
do you think we would get any engagement from any of the committee to come to the meeting?
There is nothing to stop us inviting all of the committee to attend a joint briefing session or a working group, or to invite interested members of the committee to attend a working group to discuss the formulation and review of a breaches policy. I think absolutely, because ultimately it is the pension fund committee as scheme manager that will be adopting this policy.
I think highlighting these things to them, putting it before them, is possibly they might start to take notice that there's more that they have to do than what they're currently doing.
Mm. And I think absolutely. And this is again that work program and their engagement and their understanding of what it is that we need them to be doing. Is absolutely key, and we did put this through to them previously, but I think it was very much on a we need to have this through rather than understanding why and how.
As long as the policy's in place and they can tick the box,
so effectively do a as part of the agenda item for the approval of this, for the adoption of this policy, is have like a 20-minute development session that says this is what it is, this is why we need to do it. This is how it works. This is an example of a breach. This is what we've had. This is a process we would have run through and take it that way. So I think it's key. So if you you know, however you want to take this, I'm happy to take as the kind of formal a board agenda today to note that we are going to go away and have a meeting and determine how this is done, and then work out how we deliver it through.
Do you think you could have a word with Adrian to maybe say if there's any interest? I mean, he might be able to, you know, they might be able to just pinpoint one person, one of the committee members that might champion this.
And if we haven't got anything before the 19th of December, we can raise this as part of this work plan, and as part of this, we have this route. We're doing a meeting on XYZ date. Please come along and part of your knowledge and skills update, part of your engagement, part of your setting and things like that. So,
I'll do that. Okay, great.
So we won't be recommending this to the Pension Fund Committee on the 19th of December, I don't think, because we haven't had the chance to look at it. But at the 19th of December, we can say we're working on this and run it forward.
Yes, makes sense.
Happy?
So we're going to have a look at it first, and then take it 20 minutes before a meeting, and then share what we find out and let them come.
Well, what I think we'll do...
You're more likely to capture them.
Yeah, I think what we'll do is absolutely. Once we've agreed what the changes are and you're happy to recommend it, we'll take this to a pension fund committee meeting and we'll say, as part of the pension fund committee meeting agenda, here's a 20-minute presentation on what breaches are and how we've done it and how we've got to this, and this is the policy that you're signing up to.
And they'll know we've done that.
Yes.
And then they can
Well, what we'd like to get them engaged before we do that final bit. So in the workshop that we're having to recommend the changes, they can come too. And then the people that are on the committee that have been engaged in the workshop and the board and the officers that have been engaged can bombard the rest of the committee with this.
Probably get Adrian to come.
Depends what time it is. Whether it's in London. Sorry. So I'll leave that to you to have a word and let me know what you want me to do and when, whether you want me to engage or not.
Okay, fine. Okay then, so moving on to the staff.